This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. An NFL owner is upset with the quality of a stadium, so the owner is doing that thing, threatening to go somewhere else. Jason Rosenbaum of St. Louis Public Radio has more on how city leaders there are responding.
For people in St. Louis, building a new stadium next to the Mississippi River seems like a surefire way to create a lot of jobs and revamp a drab section of town. But St. Louis Alderman Tamika Hubbard sees a higher purpose at play, keeping the wildly popular National Football League anchored in the city.
We're a sports town, and people are just excited for us to continue to have a team in St. Louis.
St. Louis Rams owner Stan Kroenke is angling to move his NFL squad to Inglewood, California. So Hubbard is sponsoring a bill providing the city's funding portion of a roughly $1 billion stadium. In addition to private funds, the stadium's cost incorporates hundreds of millions of dollars worth of state, city, and event-related taxes. Backers see the new facility as an economic driver for surrounding parking lots, restaurants, and hotels. And former Anheuser-Busch president Dave Peacock points to intangible benefits of keeping the NFL.
We can't keep losing things. We can't keep being a city going backwards. And I believe building is better than letting dilapidated areas stay the way they are.
But St. Louis University economics professor Bonnie Wilson thinks St. Louis's economy will be just fine without the Rams.
People aren't just sitting at home twiddling their thumbs. They're going out and doing other things. And the economic activity that non-sports entertainment generates seems to have a stronger effect than sports entertainment.
Count former state representative Jeanette Mott Oxford among stadium skeptics. She now leads a social welfare group and says the stadium plan demonstrates skewed priorities, especially with lingering crime and poverty problems afflicting the city.
Like one that was cited in debate recently was our high infant mortality rate in the city. Why not direct tax dollars to something as sad as children dying before their first birthday?
Ultimately, any relocation requires a sign-off from three-fourths of the NFL's owners. And their decision could come down to whether city leaders believe the benefits of the NFL outweigh the public costs. In St. Louis, I'm Jason Rosenbaum for Marketplace.